Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle shine.
Welcome everybody to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. This is Marika speaking. Pure Windsong is my name on the Gold Ring, and I'm from the Netherlands. And it's very good to see you all. It's a bit quiet in here, but it doesn't mean that we don't have a really amazing show for you, because we have a lovely Jane Dawson back on, and she's going to guide us through lovely meditation. But first, I want to introduce you to my lovely co-host, Gary Moore and Sean Christie. Are you here?
Yes. Hiya.
Hi, Sean.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Jen. Hi, Marika. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Marika.
Oh,
yes, we have a lovely show, as Marika says, tonight. Now, we should have had the fabulous Yachtry, Brain Heart Music. He should have been our special guest tonight, along with Jane. But unfortunately, he's had a very bad fall on the ice, which was here on Sunday. So we'll have to reschedule his show, but we've still got some of his fabulous music and a video that he's done as well. So we've got that to look forward to. And Jane will be taking callers. If anyone wants to ring in and get an angel card reading or ask any questions about colour therapy or life after death, or whatever you want to ask, Jane will answer your questions. I'm sorry, I've still got the wrong teeth in. These are the dogs again. I haven't brought them in yet. So, no, actually, they're all my own teeth, but they just don't work properly.
Oh, the wrong teeth.
No, we're not laughing at the fall. It's terrible. And if Yatri is listening in, we're sending you loads of healing out there, Yatri, because we know you're going to get well soon. You was in a lot of pain earlier today. Poor lad. Oh, it's awful when you fall, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shakes you up as well. Okay, so we're going to have a lovely song to open with, aren't we? We're going to have Sting singing a gorgeous song. But what have you been up to, Gary? Have you been Christmas shopping, anybody?
Oh, yes. And Kimberly and I are putting together our show for tomorrow. And I've been working, doing a lot of audio work. And we are putting together the demo, and it's almost ready to go. I present that to CBS Radio coming up. And that's quite interesting. And getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
We're close. I have no plans.
Wow.
So.
You post the link of the show later, Gary?
I can do that, sure. Yeah, and that'll be on Kimberly's channel tomorrow at noon Eastern. And also getting ready for my wild and crazy annual Christmas show next Saturday. So,
oh, lovely.
Every
in the middle of
Christmas
the night.
Song ever recorded.
Well, we'll still be doing the Healing Fountain shows over the holidays, because it doesn't matter if it's Christmas. People are still ill, and people still want to tune in and meditate along with us. And so this is week 63 this week, and we've enjoyed every show, haven't we, Marika?
Yes.
Yes, we have.
We've done it every week, yes. And especially on Christmas, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people lonely at Christmas, right?
Yeah, of course there are.
So especially
anyway,
for them, we create a lot of
the
show.
Before we bring Jane
here we
to
go.
Say hello.
Because we have lots
and
lots of spirits in the material world.
Thank you, Marika. Love you, Marika.
There is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in constitution. There is no bloody revolution.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that song.
Absolutely.
I know, it's great. Right, so are we going to bring Jane on and say hello to Jane?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, let's bring Jane on. Jane, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here, Gary.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi, girls. Hi, listeners. It's lovely to be back. Who knew it was going to be as quick as this?
I know. It's a pleasure to have you back so quickly.
It's lovely to be back. But poor Yatri, he's a good friend of mine, and I know that he's absolutely gutted that he can't be on tonight. It's such a bad fall. And he was on a mission of mercy, and he's laid up in his parents' house. Now he can't move, the poor soul. So hope you get well soon, Yatri, if you're listening in.
Absolutely. We'll
I sent him a link. Well, I hope he will.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be up and, up and around in no time. He's a fit young man.
Yes.
That's me trying to get brownie points there.
And we're going to have some callers, are we, Jane? Is anybody on the switchboard now, Gary?
We have one caller so far.
Oh, we'll have the caller on now, shall we?
Well, before we do the caller,
yes.
Jan, would you like me to choose a card? Because I've already actually chosen one. And it's a great one because I've had a sneak preview of it. And this is an angel card from Doreen Virtue's cards, which are called Messages from the Angels. And it says, new psychic and spiritual experiences are changing the way you view the world and yourself. Allow your spiritual gifts to open through study, prayer, and meditation. Isn't that brilliant? And that's for all the listeners. And I know as I look at this card as well that many of us are getting a lot of information downloaded in the dream state. So just all be aware of that. But that is a fantastic card for us collectively. Couldn't wait to tell you about that one.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Ooh. You're welcome. So I thought if anybody wanted to ring in and maybe ask any questions about the spirit world or life after death or angels or mediumship, anything at all, I'll do my best to answer it, or if they'd like a short reading. But I have to just preface it all by saying it's in my opinion, because anyone who commentates on any sort of spiritual type of information that I'm going to talk about, they always have to say it's in my opinion because we don't really know. And, you know, I used to think when you got to the spirit world, you knew all the answers. Then I found out you don't. You know slightly more than you do in this side of life, if you're lucky. So it's interesting, but Jan and I were speaking earlier about that spin track that was just on spirits in the material world. And that's what we are. We are spirits in a material world. And Sting, as Jan said, is still in front of his time with that track. And it's only now, 25 years later, that we're really awareness is starting to become more widespread of that fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, where our spirits walk around in human form.
Exactly.
It was really before his time.
He's way before his time and his thought processes. But he's a very spiritual person through and through. Stein, you can just tell. You can tell that with him. But a friend of mine says that we are spirit in a meat suit, as he calls our body, which always gives me a laugh.
Yep, walk around in a meat suit.
Meat suits, exactly.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of meet Sting many years ago, back in the 70s, back when he was with the police. And I was on terrestrial radio in Phoenix, Arizona, and I met Sting. I met many rock stars back then. He was a young, up-and-coming, he was young and I was young, about the same age. And he was with the police back then, and it was an honor to meet him and to watch his career, because we kind of broke, we broke the police into Phoenix Radio back then. And he was passing through on a tour and stopped by the station, and we had the pleasure to interview him on the air and meet him and stuff. And wonderful man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's a nice guy, Gary.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wonderful man. Okay. He was cool, and so was I back in the day.
Still are.
That was
still
heyday,
are.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we get the guest on? The guest caller? Get the caller off the
telephone. That would be nice.
Yes.
Sure. I've got all sorts of things on the go tonight. I have two sets of angel cards. I have a set of Psychic Tarot by John Holland. I have some information about colour. I have my ribbons to hand, so I'm good to go with many, many psychic tools here. So I'm really looking forward to speaking to people. So love to have the first caller on.
Okay. Here we go. It's a 562 area code. They've called in. They've got their hand up. And we'll bring them on. 562, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi. My name is Joan, and I'm calling from California, and I thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Was it Joan you said your name was?
Yes, Joan.
Hi, Joan. It's lovely to speak to you. How can I help you tonight, Joan?
Yes, my question is on my career for 2011. I seem to know what to do, but I feel stuck right now. And that's why I'm calling, because I do need help. And what is it that you're seeing, and what advice can you give me?
Right. Okay, then, Joan. First of all, what I want to say to you is that I do feel that you're quite, how can I put this, would stress be too strong a word? You do feel of quite a bit of anxiety about this situation. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I just want you to relax. I want you to take a deep breath just now and relax, okay? Because I do know that all will be well with it, okay? But I'm going to have a look. I'm going to pick three of these psychic tarot cards for you, Joan. Okay? So if you just... I'm going to ask you to say stop. Just say stop whenever you feel.
Okay, stop.
Okay. Okay, and I want you to do that twice more, please, Joan. And again.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
And stop.
And one more time, my dear. And stop. Yes. Okay.
Okay, stop.
All right. Very interesting, Joan, we've got here. Very, very interesting. Have you just finished with one career?
Have
you just finished with one part of the... Have you just finished with one part of your career or one particular job?
Yes, I'll be unemployed in a week from now.
Right, that's absolutely fine. You don't need to worry about that, okay? Because there is what is happening around about you. There is fantastic spiritual strength round about you at the moment. That's the first card I've picked for you, and that's what's going on just now. You've had a lot of help from the spirit world here. Are you aware of that, Joan?
Yes, I feel that something good is coming up. It's just that I feel like I can't take the first step.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I just want to talk to you about, have you ever done anything like Reiki?
Reiki?
Have you done any alternative therapies?
No.
No, okay. That's fine. Have you had any healing done on yourself?
Yes, I pray and I meditate also sometimes.
Good girl. I'm very glad to hear that, because I do want to say there's a very strong influence, Buddha-type influence round about you that's helping you through this time. Okay, it's very important to say that to you. Now, the card in the middle is harmony, okay? So, Joan, are you in a relationship just now?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. That's fantastic. And I do feel that that is particularly good with you just now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that? If you don't, just say no.
Can you say that again, please?
I do feel that your relationship with your husband is strong at the moment and is helping you through this time.
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. Because I know as well that you are a very loyal person, and I know that you have put up with a lot in this previous employment. Okay, very much I know that. But there's a lot more to come for you. But what I need to say to you here, new beginnings are starting, okay, in the very near future. Do you have another job to go to yet?
No, but I intend to do a home-based business.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. What I want to say to you is, I don't want you to worry about money and things like that, because I feel this is a big area of concern for you just now, money and materialistic things. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So what you've got to say to yourself is that abundance comes to me easily from expected and unexpected sources. Okay? And it's good for the other listeners to say that as well, particularly at this time of year. But there is a new beginning for you. You will be self-employed in this business, and you have to go for it. Okay? You have the very much support of your husband in this. Okay?
Okay?
So you've got his support in that, so you don't need to, and there's a lot of growth round about you. Are you, you live somewhere warm already, are you thinking about either moving to like Hawaii or taking a break in Hawaii?
No, that hasn't crossed my mind.
Right, okay, because I do feel that Hawaii is a place that might be important to you. So could you just look out for that, please? Also, I want to say to you that very much you do have the healing ability within yourself too.
Okay.
Are you having back problems with your back just now, Joan?
I'm sorry?
Are you having problems with your back just now?
With my?
Your back, your spine.
Well, last night I had back pain, and I recently had a total hysterectomy.
Right, okay, that's another thing I was going to come to. I do know that about you, and I want you to check your energy levels, okay?
Okay.
Make sure that your blood levels are good, your energy levels are good. So with what you're going through just now, you need balance very much in it. Adequate exercise, but not too much, okay? Try and hit the worrying on the head, stop the worrying, and go ahead. I do feel that you certainly will be self-employed. And be optimistic, be positive about it, and use that affirmation I said to you, and try to stop yourself from worrying, because I do feel that is a big thing with you.
Okay.
All right, my dear, does that help you?
Yes, it does help me. And for this month of December, do you see me already doing the business, like getting started, or do you see me like being successful or having to do it in January because of the holidays?
Yes, it's very close. It's in your immediate future. I would say wait till January, wait till the new year. 2011 is going to be a big, big year. 11 is a very strong number as well. What's your date of birth, Joan?
September 4, 1958.
So you're an 8. So I just quickly added up your date of birth there, and to do a little bit of numerology, and you're an 8, which talks about power, authority, and strength and control. So you would be excellent as being self-employed, but you have to be aware of your physical health and about your mental and emotional health as well. You've got to stay strong in those fronts. So as I say to you again, keep a balance. But January, I feel, round about the 14th feels good to me.
Okay.
Okay,
wow.
John, I hope that helps you, my dear. All the very best with it.
Yes, thank you.
Onwards
so
and upwards,
much.
Onwards,
yes,
and upwards in January, that's what I have to say to you from your father. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling,
Joan.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah,
any blessings to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she's got a nice future going on there, Joan. She's got a lot of good things going on in her life.
Oh,
lovely.
Great.
Hmm. Well, so do you have anybody else that wants to speak to us this evening?
We've got nobody else on at the moment, I don't think, have we? Have any more, Gary?
That's it for now.
So we'll get on with the video, and if anybody wants to call in after we've done our ceremonies, you're quite welcome to do that. And the video that we're going to play tonight, I think Marika's going to post the link in the chat room. It's Wanton Yatri, which is Brain Heart Music, that's brainheartmusic.com. And in the video, Yatri is telling us how he found out that his music was helping people who had learning disability or autism. And in fact, he tells us about one little lad who never spoke until he heard this particular track of Yatri that he will be introducing after he's told us about that. And so we just think it's a really good one to play. He should have been our guest tonight, as we said, today, but he's fallen, so he's not very well at the moment. He's in a lot of pain, but we will be getting him on the show soon. But here's the video that he created for you to watch. Or you can hear it if you're listening in on the radio. You'll be able to hear what he's saying.
And
okay,
if you
click
on the link, pause the player on the YouTube video, and then mute the sound, and then we will play it. And give us a heart in the chat room when you're ready, so that we know that we can play it and see it all together.
Yeah. Pull up the player, pause the player, mute the sound, and send up a heart. And the heart will be our ticket, and we're ready. There's my ticket. And as we wait for the delay, Marika will count us down in the way that only she can.
It's really lovely that we can see him also, Yatri, on the video, for the ones who are watching, of course. And
right.
I'll catch you one day. But he has his, do you know what his YouTube channel is, Sean?
I think
from
so,
the head. Brain Heart Music on YouTube when you want to see his channel. Because he has more videos. We play one of four. Well, I think we are getting more hot.
I think everyone's ready.
Okay,
I
here we go.
I think they're ready.
Me too. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Now, within 11 months of the music arriving, the music of Star, I was contacted by a healthcare charity. And I don't know how they got hold of me, but they called me and they said, you must come in. Your music is very, very therapeutic, and we would like you to see it being used in our treatment of children who are on the autistic spectrum, people with autism, Asperger's syndrome, brain injuries, learning difficulties. This was all completely new to me. This was never even mentioned in the original transmission that I received, that this was even, you know, part of the journey. But I went along, and 2 weeks later, in this healthcare charity in Scotland, a little child came in, and this little boy had never spoken before in his life. And he came in with his mother. And I was very blessed to be there and witness this music from Star and the first album in the company of Angels being used as a form of therapy. And it was on the third day that we played the music. And it was this third track from Star called Ocean of Love that triggered something within this little boy's mind. And he began to speak for the first time. So here's this music.
Thank you.
There are many, but the one that really drives me in my passion for this music is to raise awareness to all people that there is much more to music than meets the ear. There is an incredible power within sound to not only entertain us, to lift our emotions and our moods, but there's this amazing ability to transfer information. In fact, that's what's going on all the time. We may not even be aware of it, but that's what's happening. Whoever produces music, and this is a humble, heartfelt message to all musicians all around the world, is that we have a responsibility. We have a need to know the tools of this technology, to understand fully what we're doing, because we can take the listener wherever we are, to only to the level of our own understanding. And it's like everything that we can do. We can achieve so much more if we know the bigger picture. And this is what's going on in the world right now. We're discovering the bigger picture of our existence, that we create our reality, that the inner thoughts, the inner processes combined with the feelings that we have with those thoughts project out and create that. And in the same way, if we as musicians, or if we as human beings, in whatever walk of life that you're in, if you're a doctor, if you're an artist, if you're anything, it doesn't matter. But if we become the instrument to be the best, then I believe that the outcomes will be much, much better for our planet and for our civilization. And for me, the passion is to create peace. There's enough agitation. There's enough turmoil. There's enough music out there that does all of that stuff. For me personally, I want to bring peace to the heart, to the mind, so that all the chatter, all the noise can be suppressed and you can experience your true self.
Right now it's time to do our ceremonies. We always make a ceremony out of lighting the candles because ceremonies make things special. We light incense to clean the atmosphere, then we light our candles because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. And we light the candle to signify that we are a healing circle of love and light. So I've lit mine. And now I'd like to ask the witness please of the angelic realm has talked to me by Brother Sean Bradley. Archangel Michael of the North, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, Love and light. Love and light. Love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light, and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light. Love and light. Love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask for the assistance of Fernanda Jesus and the Magdalene energy. Please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the Christ angelic energy, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides and inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 23 therapists in the chat room, and we'll ask Marisa to say the mantra. Thank you, Marisa.
Thank you, Sha. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book
of healing requests and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
This week we have Jane Dawson with a beautiful meditation. There you go, Jane.
Thank you. Are you ready now, Marika?
Yeah.
Okay. This is another one of Yashi's channeled music. This is Archangel Raphael's heart healing meditation. So what I would like everyone to do is just settle down and relax. I'd like you all to take a few deep cleansing breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. That's it. Just relax. As you breathe in, I want you to breathe in this music. Every note contains the vibration of Archangel Raphael and his band of healing angels. That's it, just breathe that in. He wants to help open your heart and for you to let go. Let go of those feelings and thoughts that no longer serve you. Let go of all present and past negative feelings attached to people and places. That's it. Let go of all fear. Just let go. Just breathe in the music and let go. Know that there are a multitude of angels here to help you. You can feel them all around you. As you breathe in, enjoy this moment. For in truth, it is the only moment that matters. Feel the angels wrap their loving wings around you, bringing you divine comfort and healing. Just sink into that feeling. Know that you are loved and you are treasured. Now I'm going to give you a few minutes just to absorb absorb the wonderful healing energies of the music. Just keep breathing in. And if you're shown any colors, breathe in those colors too. That's it. You're all doing well. Voices soothing you, taking away all your cares, all your fears, all your worries. When you feel ready, start to bring yourself back. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Have a stretch if you need to. Feel and enjoy your refreshed energy and send up a thank you to all the beings who've assisted us.
You brought me to this land where you knew my heart would be free. Bringing your love and divinity. You are the air that I breathe. You are my heart, my soul.
Was more beautiful music from Yaltri. And now it's time to close our chakras, if you wish. And to do this, we pretend we have doors, and you go to the top of the head, closing that door. And down to the third eye, closing that chakra. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that one. And down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, leaving that door open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. while you are a physical being in a physical body. And we bring the light back up to the crown chakra, and we ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and secure and protected till next time we meet or until next time we meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And thank you to the angelic realm for joining us today. We ask that there be an archive for people listening in. And thank Jane for the beautiful meditation. Next week's guest is Decahedron. He usually treats us to some beautiful harp playing, which is going to be very appropriate coming up to Christmas, don't you think? So please join us next week. And I think Deck has put a link in the chat room for people who want to look at the link in advance of next week's show. The One True Fact Society.webpain.com page, The Key. That sounds really interesting, Deck. He's in the chat room right now. Thank you, Jane. That was absolutely beautiful. I love that meditation.
Yes,
and that
Jane.
Was
thank you very
Raphael.
Much.
Raphael.
Really lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, do we have any more callers?
We do. We have one caller. Oh. Nope. We had a caller, but they dropped off. Apparently,
they
called it momentarily and hung up again. So.
Oh, so they're not there now.
So they're not there now. Really not.
Right. So Jane was going to talk to us about color therapy, weren't you, Jane?
Yeah, I was going to talk just a little bit. Can you hear me okay, Jan?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Just going to talk a little bit about colours, because they are really important. And as you were talking about the colours in the chakras there, you probably listeners will be aware that every chakra does have a colour, and that radiates out into our aura, which is the energetic field which we all have round about us. And you know, several different levels in the aura: the mental, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual. There's a lot of different layers there. And when the colours occur in the different layers, they can mean different things. But I've written the chakra colours down here and what I associate with them. For instance, when I was talking to you earlier, Jan, I was very aware of purple, because it is easy to sense colours round about people. You don't have to actually see them. You can use your sense to know what's round about people, and it gives you a good idea when you see that colour of what people are about and what's going on with them. And the purple and the indigo here are very much represent the spirituality in someone, even if they don't know they're a spiritual person as such. Then if there's a lot of purple around them, then very much that is the case. With you, when I wasn't even trying to tune into you, but I was speaking to you, and I was aware there was purple all around your head. So I know that you are downloading a lot of information from the higher sources. Yeah. And also, when you get it around about your head like that, it's also the sign of someone that's very artistic and creative, a very kind person. I mean, I'd be correct in saying that you're an animal lover as well.
Well, I do have dogs and a cat and hens, different sorts of animals on the farm. Yeah,
different sorts of animals, and animals love you as well. Because again, with the purple, it shows kindness, and it shows a strong inner wisdom, a strong knowingness. So I know that when you act on a gut feeling or act with your intuition, this is always going to be the right thing for you, Jan. Although often you don't do it, you start going down the logical route and then you often kick yourself afterwards. So when I see purple around about people, that's often what I think. I'm going down from that in the chakra. That's obviously the top, the head chakra. Going down from that is the third eye chakra, which I always think of as being dark blue and silver. And this is all about communication, ability to communicate. Generally, when that's a strong colour around about someone, they'll be a great communicator. Gary springs to mind, for example. Thinking blue there, Gary came right into my mind. And I know it would be speaking, I know it would be writing, I know it would be a very, very strong and capable communicator. And as I'm talking about that, Yatri came into my mind as well there. So we're also talking about communicating through many different mediums, as well as communicating with the spirit world.
There goes the neighbourhood.
But, you know, it's a natural thing to communicate. I mean, the spirit world communicates with us all the time. It's things saying we are spirits in a material world. And we come from the world of spirit, we go back there, we're here to learn our lesson. So, of course, we can communicate with them. And I know that's not difficult for you, Gary, and probably half the time you don't even know it's happening. But as well, with the dark blue, I have a strong sense of someone who's very reliable and very trustworthy. And I certainly know that's you. And the other thing I want to talk to you about is clairvoyance. Now, clairvoyance is the ability to have spiritual sight. Gary, would you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, yes,
uh-huh.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I know that you must have seen quite a lot and that you may have thought it was your imagination sometimes, but I want to tell you it's not. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah,
okay. And also know, just as I'm talking about you here, that you've heard a lot of things in life that are otherworldly as well, other-dimensional.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the more we walk in spirit, the more spiritual things begin to happen to us. And that's that's certainly been my journey. And I learned long ago through my Lakota teachings that the spirit world is the real world. Of which this world is but a shadow, and I've carried that teaching and walked that teaching and done that teaching, and as I've done it, more spiritual things have happened to me to continue making me a believer. So I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Couldn't say. I mean, there is no separation anyway. You know, we thought it's all in our mind, but it's very innate yourself. And if you go into the throat chakra, that's represented by light blue. And someone here who, I sort of think of Marika when I look at the light blue here. It represents emotions to me, it represents water. And actually, I'm looking at a picture of Marika as we speak here, and she's got the light blue sky behind her, and that's such a perfect colour for her. And I know as well that the communication is there with you, Marika, but I know that very much you have the potential to even become a stronger communicator and a writer, I feel, with you as well. The light blue sometimes makes me aware that someone can be quite dreamy, which is nice, really, you know, quite dreamy, and find it quite difficult sometimes to keep their feet on the earth because it's a hard life, a physical life. Very much an emotional person. And I want to say as well, talking about the water, that still waters run deep. So a very deep person as well. So that would be the light blue throat chakra there. Going down to the heart chakra.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. The heart chakra is green tinged with pink to me, and it's the fusion between earthly love and the spiritual love. And when I see green round about someone, depending on the shade, it can be either the person's a healer or the person's receiving a lot of healing. And in the case of healers, they often do receive and give. If it's light green, it often talks about new beginnings or growth in someone as well. Green's a calming colour. It's a lovely colour to have in the home. It's like bringing the inside out. It's the colour of nature, and it's also the colour of fertility. So we may look at, sometimes we can anticipate pregnancy or know about pregnancy or know about the germination of a new idea when we see a lot of green round about someone. I mean, with all of these colours that we're discussing, there are the light shades, but and they go through to the darker shades, and really everyone has a different meaning. And people will say that specific colours mean specific things, and they do to an extent, but within that, you very much have to use your intuition, and everyone can tap into colour. It's an incredibly powerful thing. The spirit world is full of colour, full of colour that the spirit people say we have no idea there could be a colour like that. And that takes me on to the solar plexus chakra, where that's in the middle of your stomach, and that's where our spirit energy is. That's where the spirit world generally connects with us. When I see yellow sounded around about someone, they're often either learning or they're teaching something. It's certainly the colour of wisdom, that's for sure. And it's also going to the gold, it's the colour of the Christ energy. And going to the sunshine yellow, the egg yolk yellow, and again, that's talking about happiness round about someone. So you can see there how the different shades represent different things. And then moving down to the sacral chakra, which is orange, that always speaks about creativity and psychic abilities. If I see a lot of orange around someone, I know very much that's what we're talking about there. Sometimes people don't even know they're creative, or they don't realise that creativity can be a lot more than painting or drawing. It can be, you know, so many things, like the ability to make your house look beautiful and choose the right clothes for yourself. It can work itself in so many ways. Also, sometimes when I see orange round about people, I know that they have to watch their vitamin intakes there. And finally, the bottom chakra, the base chakra, which is represented by red. And red, of course, can be the colour of your blood. So it's a very physical, very material aspects that people have when I'm looking at red. The first colour that came on, the card that she picked was red, and I knew that she was a very strong lady, and I knew that red's a colour that you often see in the self-employed. And also, when you see the right colour of red, you will know that someone is a very passionate person, and I really like that quality. I think it's a fantastic quality for someone to have. And as I say, when you see red, often you know that a person is quite rooted in the material world, or they have a lot of material issues on their mind that they're having to work through. So that's the sort of main colours. Obviously, you'll have pinks, you'll have browns, you'll have other such colours as those. But going from the chakras, that's the main colours you can see in someone's aura. And it's really interesting because I've worked with a group before, people that didn't think they had psychic ability, and I've asked them to sense or imagine the colours around a person, and they've all chosen the same coloured pens and pencils. You know, and it's really incredible, the same four or five different colours, although they don't think that they have the psychic ability, everyone has it, and everyone is able to sense colour. And during that meditation, I was asking if the angel showed you any colour, to breathe that colour in, because it is fantastically health-giving to breathe in, particularly the sunsets and the sunrises. Just stepping outside and just breathe in that colour, it's so good for you, I can't tell you. So that's a quick little romp round through colours. And I know, Jan, that you've got an interesting theory about our Christmas colours.
Yes, I was just thinking, well, I was just saying earlier that you can actually use colours to empower yourself with. For example, red, if you need a boost of energy, you can wear red clothes or bring red into your house. And traditionally, we bring red into the home at Christmas because there's not much sun about, especially over here in Britain. And so red is a very good colour to use in winter to empower yourself and to give yourself that energy that you get from the sun. And also, if you bring a holly or something like that into your home, you've got the green living plant, which has the energy of growth, the chi energy, and with the red berries, that helps you to, you know, get through the winter days. And traditionally, these are full of that have been used at Christmas.
Absolutely. And that red is a very good colour for breathing in for the physical health. As I said earlier, it's the colour of blood. And the green, as you say, is about calmness and about health and about new beginnings. And some of the colours of holly have all those tones in them. So that is certainly fantastic colours to have round about. And the gold, I mean, there's the colour of Christ and the Christ energy. And we have that very much evidenced at Christmas as well. And obviously we spoke about fairies, I think, last week. We have generally one of them stuck in the top of the tree.
And our friend Billy in the chat room, he's also from Scotland.
And hi, Billy.
He had a question for you in the chat room. Would you be able to read him without calling in? Apparently he has difficulty with his computer and calling in.
Read him without calling in.
So and we have about 8 minutes left in the show, and he would just wanted to know if he could read him without the
answer. Well, I can try. Did he tell what's his question?
I'm not sure. Did he have a question, or if he just wanted a general reading?
I think
reading?
He just wanted a reading. Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, where does Billy come from in Scotland? Do we know?
Edinburgh, I think.
I'm not sure.
Edinburgh. Do we have a date
Edinburgh.
Of birth for Billy? Right. The first thing I want to say as I speak about Billy is I do sense the red colour round about. I'm very, very strongly here. So all these things I was saying about red, I know are a fact for Billy. Billy is a very determined, a very passionate man, a very strong man. In fact, I think I'd quite like to meet Billy, actually. Don't get worried, Billy.
That sounds like our Billy. Yeah.
I'm liking his energy very, very much. If Billy wants to go for something, Billy will go for it. But what I want to say to him is don't be your own worst enemy. If you're getting signs to say change direction or look at another path, then consider that strongly. Physical health is very strong. He generally has a strong energy about him, but I do feel that his energy has been down in recent times, okay? I do think he's had like a flu or a virus or something that's left him feeling quite down. There's also a very strong yellow energy with him as well, which I know is the energy of spiritual power and wisdom and all these sort of things here. But Billy doesn't actually realise how much wisdom, any wisdom and spiritual power he has. He should be bringing that. I'm seeing this sort of down towards the middle of his body. And what we want to do is try and get that up to the top, round about his head, because he's got it all going on there, but he's not really quite aware of how that strong connection he's got there. And better times, Billy, I want to say to you, better times. I do feel very much that he needs some sunshine in his life, and not just in terms of actually getting into the sun, but some contentment, some happiness, if I can put it that way. And I do feel that would be on the material side of things. You said Billy comes from Edinburgh, and I'm getting an image of Edinburgh Castle here. So I don't know whether that is significant to him or whether he can see it from his window or what, but I do feel that would be important to him. And there's also a link to the seaside, the coastal area, with Billy as well. And I am seeing here that money, I know it's a concern to so many people at the moment, but I do feel with Billy that he needs to do that abundance mantra that we did early on. Abundance comes easily to me from expected and unexpected sources. But it's not just about money, it's to fulfill other parts of his life. Although, in general, he's not a discontented man, and he's certainly not a man who is materialistic in the sense of money, but he could be doing with some extra coming in.
Oh, the date of birth is the 17th of the 6th, 54.
The 17th of the... Can someone add that up for me? 17 plus 6 plus 54... Well, it's 1 in 7. That's 8. No, I know what I'm talking about. 14, 19, and 4, 23. 2 and 3 together make 5. Billy has chosen a lifetime where there's a lot of change, a lot of change. I know that he's had change of accommodation, change of jobs, change of relationships. I even want to see change of marriages here.
He's a 5, yeah. I'm a 5. So I just,
you're a 5. Well, ditto, guys.
Me too.
Yeah. I've got 5 all over the place.
We're going to have to cut everybody. Sorry,
five.
We're going to have to cut everybody.
No.
Jane? No, we're going to have to cut everybody and say good night, God bless. Any second, aren't we?
Oh.
We're running out of time.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's so sad. Billy, I hope to meet you sometime soon. I think I know which Billy you are.
Fabulous.
Great.
Show. Thank you very much, Jane. And we're going
thank
to
you for
tonight.
Having me.
Jane, thank you, dear. Thank you again for coming back.
And I'll look
I've
to Lottery. We're going to play
yes.
out with Eurythmics. Must be talking to an angel.
And
next
week
Sorry.
We have Decahedron. So be with us next week for another lovely show. And thank you all for being
wonderful.
Here.
Wonderful. We're going to have Decahedron
to
come with us harp music. Yes. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Looking
thank
forward to
it. Thank you, and good night from me.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night. And
much
have a
love
lovely
to you
day.
All.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Love to everyone.